Welcome to the self-compassion break. This is a compassion practice that is most often used in the heat of the moment, so to speak, when we can just sense that we are experiencing some difficulty, some stress, whether it's related to our own lives directly or perhaps we're encountering the stress or the suffering of another. And this practice incorporates the three elements of self-compassion, which are mindfulness, common humanity, and self-kindness. You can do this as a formal practice briefly, listening to this or some other guided version of the self-compassion break. Over time, as you become familiar with the sequence, you'll just be able to drop in on your own and do it very briefly or for a slightly longer period of time as you like. And just beginning by closing your eyes, or if you prefer, leaving them open partially or fully, and just scanning the body as a whole. And offering yourself a sense of groundedness, perhaps by paying attention to the feeling of your feet meeting the floor, or your body meeting the chair or the cushion, or perhaps bringing attention to the breath for just a moment or two. And bringing to mind the situation in your life that is happening now that is causing you some difficulty, causing you some stress. This might be a health problem or a relationship problem or a work problem, or perhaps there's someone you know who is struggling. And allow yourself to feel your way into this difficulty to the extent that you experience some uneasiness in your body. And noticing where you feel it the most. Bringing awareness to the discomfort that you might feel in your body. And if you can't locate it in a particular place, then just sensing an overall tension that might be running through the body. And then saying to yourself, this is a moment of suffering. And this is the element of mindfulness, to simply notice that we are encountering some difficulty. And you may find a phrase that resonates more for you. It could be, this hurts, or this is tough, or this is stressful. Just allowing yourself to slowly and kindly repeat a phrase that simply acknowledges the presence of suffering. And now letting this go and offering a phrase that will capture the common humanity element of self-compassion. So that may be, suffering is a part of living. Or, I'm not alone, there are others who encounter this difficulty just like me. Again, using a phrase that resonates for you and just gently and kindly repeating it. And now, if you like, bringing your hands over the heart space or some other place in the body where it might feel soothing, and just feeling the warmth and the gentleness of the touch of your hands. And supporting or amplifying this gesture of self-kindness with another phrase. May I be kind to myself. May I protect myself. Or may I give myself what I need. And if you're having difficulty finding the right words, the best words, just imagine that a dear friend or loved one is having the same issue or difficulty. What would you say to this person, heart to heart? If your friend were to hold just a few of your words in their mind, what would you like them to be? And now, can you offer that same message to yourself? May I be kind to myself. And when you're ready, if you've closed your eyes, just gently allowing them to open. And knowing that there isn't any particular way you're supposed to feel at the completion of this practice, gently moving into the remainder of your day or evening.